Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with us. Rob Jollis is our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Mental Agility, The Path to Persuasion, available wherever books are sold, along with all of his other books, J-O-L-L-E-S, Jollis.com is his website, so check all that out. We're talking about how do you deal with customers who want you to go to what's it going to cost them? How do you deal with that when you're trying to sell a make a complex transaction? You're trying to get them to spend some time with you, to love you, to fall in love with you, and then pay you whatever you want, right? We're all trying to get them to do that, and they're trying to thwart that, right? These pesky customers, these cagey customers are saying, okay, fine, but how much does it cost? Rob, how do we do this?
Okay, well, you know, what we've done so far in our conversations, we've held them off. We've actually learned it like a mantra. You know, we've got this 800-pound gorilla in the room, and we've held it, okay? Now, once we've justified it, by justified, I mean, remember what you told me before we went to break, which is the cost of what? Well, we've now had our conversation. Then let's put it out there with confidence. Now, thank goodness we're not done with this interview, because I want to know, I'm asking me this question. All right, Rob, you held it, you justified it, you put it out there with confidence, and the client still said, what? That's too much for us. Now we move into the reactive side of this, okay? And I'm going to throw an acronym at you, and this is your quiz question of the day. TCO. Do you remember that from your Xerox days?
Mm-hmm.
Total cost of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it stood for. You know, when a client says to me, oh my, that's a lot of money, for me, the question back is very simple. Are you talking about the cost of purchasing this program or owning the program? Of which case, 99% of people say, I don't know what you're talking about. What's the difference? Well, the cost of purchasing this product is X. And as you've just told me, it's 10% more, perhaps, than the other two proposals you've looked at. I don't question that at all. What I'm talking about are all the numbers associated with this decision. A product, the resale of this product, the supplies of this product, the image that this product's going to provide
The maintenance.
How
about this? Of all the people who you're talking to, is there anyone who's less expensive than me? And maybe I may not be saying this the right way, but here's one way to say it. Is there anyone who's less expensive than me, or at least their price is lower than mine? Are you, of those, are you completely confident, as I think you are in me, that they will deliver exactly what you want? You know, if there's an abort, if there's any kind of something that happens that messes up the delivery or the execution of this thing, what's that worth?
Absolutely. You know what a TCO does, Jim? It nicely says, Mr. or Miss Customer, you get what you pay for. See, my tagline after saying add all these things together is that when you do add everything together here, I think you're going to find that I'm your least expensive alternative.
Yep.
Isn't that what you're looking to accomplish with this decision?
Now let me, as we wrap up, Rob, I want to spin this around a little bit in the couple of minutes we got left. If you're a small business owner, you're going to do all the things that Rob and I have been talking about. You're going to pull them off. You're going to execute it perfectly. And you're still going to get down to some people who will say, you know what? I don't care about any of that. I'm going to go with the lowest price, and I don't care about anything else. I'm strictly only going to buy on price. Here's what you should do. You should say, you know what? Thank you for telling me that, because I think you're probably not a prospect for my company, because I want to do business with people who really focus on value, not just price. And please let me know if I can ever help you with anything. And leave.
What a great point. How about this? Anybody who's listening to us today, write down the five clients that in your career that you really wish you had never worked with, you never sold.
Yeah.
You wish they had never been in your life. And after you get done writing down the five, I can bet you that all five of them were not a surprise.
Yeah.
You knew it. They were the ones who were nickel and diamond here and there. In other words, not only did you bend and pull, but they tortured you through your career. So what you're saying, Jim, is absolutely right.
If you're a small business owner, if you're a small business owner, you cannot be successful as a small business owner only dealing with people who only want price. You will fail if that's what you do.
That's your next book.
Yeah,
you just
exactly.
Have to shorten it up a little bit.
Exactly. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Great job today, as always. Good stuff.
My pleasure.
Rob Jolless, ladies and gentlemen. We like when he hangs out with us. We always get smarter when Rob joins us. JOLLES.com is the website. His new book is called Mental Agility. He's got more coming out that we'll be telling you about in the future. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blastingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.